Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, April 2nd, through Thursday, April 8th, 2021. April 2nd, 2021, Good Friday. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. There is no pain on earth, nor will there ever shall be, that would equal the pain I suffered during my passion. My pain was not only physical, but emotional as well. I saw the many sinners that my sacrifice would not touch. I witnessed the evil spirits which influenced hearts even as I hung dying on the cross. I saw into the future and suffered for the atrocities of war, abortion, and the evil ambition which would take over governments and their illicit policies. I saw how vocations to the priesthood were blasphemed and the many weaknesses which would befall my church. Yes, I even suffered for the many lies and lack of support which have tried to destroy my holy love mission. Yet I persevered and chose the path of suffering which would save mankind and redeem the human race for those who love me and believe. You too, my brothers and sisters, must follow after me if you wish to share paradise with me. I await your yes with open arms. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Scripture verse asked to be read by Jesus. April 3rd, 2021, Holy Saturday. Jesus says, I am your Jesus born incarnate. My mother sorrowed at the sight of my suffering. She wept at the sight of my wounds, even though she believed I would rise from the dead. She helped my body to be laid to rest. Her courage embraced the day. Later, she led the apostles in prayer. These days in the world, there is a need for that same courage on the part of believers. Christians are under attack. Their beliefs are mocked by society in general. Still in all, I am with each one who believes in me. My mother also stands by all who suffer persecution for the sake of her son. Do not be discouraged. Unite in your efforts to gain conversion for the heart of the world. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. April 4th, 2021, Easter Sunday, Solemnity of the Resurrection of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Alleluia. Today we celebrate my son's victory over sin and death. It is a victory which dumbfounded Satan. The morning was still and peaceful, in stark contrast to the stormy clatter of Good Friday. His rise from the dead was quiet and peaceful and without fanfare. But the effects of his resurrection brought victory down through the generations into the hearts of believers. All of heaven celebrates his victory today. All problems seem to fade away in the everlasting light of his victory. Today, I am a very real part of the heart of the world and the victory over sin in each heart. Rejoice with me. A note is given to read John chapter 20, 1 through 18, the resurrection of Jesus. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter then came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first, and stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying and the napkin which had been on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus gives the disciples the power to forgive sins. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 5th, 2021, Monday of the octave of Easter. Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." After the crucifixion, the faith of many was shaken. When I rose from the dead, it was without fanfare. As the news of my resurrection spread, it was not readily accepted by all. Amongst my apostles, Thomas was the doubter. he stood on the brink of losing his faith as he tried to logically understand how this could be. This is how the faith of so many is lost in the modern world today. True faith is not based upon logic. It does not rest upon proof of the seemingly impossible. True faith is not an intellectual entity. It is a fruit in the heart. As the world today grows more and more intellectually oriented, true faith is diminishing in the world. This is why my Father sent to you my mother under the title Mary, Protectress of the Faith. This is the hour in human history when the faith of millions is tested by the human intellect. Few there are who see the true faith as something to be cherished and protected. Awaken to my cry to guard your hearts against the malefactor who, even as I speak, is destroying the most faithful hearts and using human intellect to do so. A note is given to read Mark chapter 16, 14 through 16. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they sat at table, and he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. April 6th, 2021, Tuesday of the Octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your prayers are only as powerful as the trust and forgiveness are perfected in your heart. A powerful prayer arises from a peaceful heart. Such a heart has forgiven everyone. Such a heart trusts that his prayer is being heard. The forgiving, trustful heart has no barrier to acceptance of my divine will. He is open to the truth as it descends from my heart to embrace the present moment. Ask for my help in forgiving and trusting before you quiet your soul to pray. This is the way to see a more fruitful prayer life. It begins in the present moment." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 7th, 2021, Wednesday of the octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "When you trust in my will for you, you are at peace. Turn your day over to me when you arise and accept all aspects of each present moment as my will for you. In order to do this, you must surrender to me your own will. This means you accept all aspects of each present moment as my will for you. In your acceptance is your surrender. This acceptance takes much courage. Courage takes much trust. Perhaps you can see now that each virtue builds upon the other virtues. Every virtue is only as strong as is your love for me. Your interior life must be based on the holy love in your heart to be genuine. It is holy love which leads you in truth and opposes any pretense. Holy love keeps you on the path of pleasing me and not impressing others with the depth of your personal holiness." A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor, as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 8th, 2021, Thursday of the octave of Easter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, my will for you is your protection and guide. Do not fear any cross. Each cross is my will and your guide on the pathway to paradise. Your acceptance or rejection of every cross in your life determines your eternity. There are many things that can be changed through prayer and fasting, if it is my will for you. Other crosses will remain as my grace and your passport to eternal joy. In each case, see my love for you and feel my arms around you. So often, it is the salvation of others that is at stake and measures the intensity of your crosses. Do not shrink from any cross, but know that I only permit that which you can endure. Very often I send you others who assist you in carrying your crosses. Trust also in the assistance of your angels who lovingly come to your aid. Every cross is in some way a grace. Do not reject this grace, but embrace it as my son accepted his. My will for you is always your salvation, which comes to you as a tapestry of victories and crosses, and always your belief in the truth of my commandments." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.